Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 14th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 29/57/87. So now we will continue in Nahum chapter 2. Verse 1. One scattering goes up to your faces. This is obviously a punishment. You must guard a fort. You must watch a road. You must strengthen your waist. You must have very strong strength. I don't think any of that will do any good, but we'll see what happens here in the next few weeks and months. Verse 2, Eternal Originator will return, heals majesty, like most powerful prevails majesty. That is Yaakov, or heal, and Israel, or most powerful prevails. We need to understand that he is going to work with his people and straighten them out. But he is dead set against other people who are impeding their process. So it says they emptied them. They ruined their branches. They really got in trouble. And he's going to have to straighten this out. It's going to be very interesting how he works. Verse 3, his strong one's shield is red. That is the color of Edom. The name of Edom means red. Men of strength will wear scarlet. That does not sound like they're doing very well. The vehicle will be with flames of iron in the day of preparing it. The furs will quiver. Or they drive the vehicle madly in the streets. Boy, that sounds like drivers today. They run about in plazas. Their appearances are like torches. They dart like lightning. That's very fast. Verse 5, he will remember his top ones. They stumble with their going hastening to its wall. The protected are established. So he does have his special people. Usually never numbering more than 20,000 men, women, and children worldwide for about 3,000 years. She will go up, her female slaves will moan like the sound of doves, beating their hearts. Verse 8, seat of government, that is Nineveh city. Seat of government city will be like a reservoir of waters from her days. They will disappear. So there's trouble ahead for all those people who have gone bad like these people did thousands of years ago and are in trouble again too right now. You must stand. No one will turn back. Verse 9, you must seize silver. You must seize gold. I think that's what we're doing. Can't eat that though, by the way. No end is for the store. Abundance is from all desirable items. Money, gold, silver, whatever. Diamonds, rubies. Verse 10, it is empty, void, and laid waste. A heart drops off, knees hit together, pain is in all the wastes. All their faces gather a flush. Verse 11, where is the lion's abode and a feeding refuge for young lions? Where have fierce lions gone? A lion cub is there, none disturb. A lion, verse 12, tears through for his whelps and strangles for his lioness. So that's a very powerful statement in symbolism. Pray, these are all the words of Supreme, by the way, that this man is quoting here. Prey fills his dens and torn flesh his lair. Verse 13. Group's eternal originator, that is Sabaoth, Yahweh's communication. You will notice, I am is against you. He opposes evil everywhere it exists. I will burn its vehicles in smoke. A smoke will devour your young lions. I will cut out your prey from the earth. Your agent's voice will no longer be heard. So we'll stop there for today and see what I can say in conclusion. I really messed up there. Sorry. I'm trying to get to the conclusion, but my hands are so shaky. It doesn't always work. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving and coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing and murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.